You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yes, we're about 10 minutes away from the debut of the Jort Report, brought to you by the Kevin Beard. We got to get our, we got to make sure we get our his licensing fee for the Jort Report.
For sure.
Fine man, the Kevin Beard. Fine man. Anyway, 216-578-0850. Nathan Zgur, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And Dog Pound, you can become a Cleveland Browns season ticket member today. Secure the best seats at the best prices with flexible payment plans available. Don't miss the excitement at First Energy Stadium this fall. Home matchups against the Broncos, 49ers, Cardinals, Redskins, Steelers, Bengals, Ravens, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. That's 440-824-3434 for more information. So the Dog Pound got a little shout out there. Now we're going to go to the hotline. We've got Cherokee Ray in Farmdale wants to talk about the history of the Dog Pound. What's up, Cherokee Ray?
Hi, how you guys doing today?
Good, man. I'm good, man. How are you?
Pretty good. It's kind of cool out there. Too bad they wasn't practicing, huh? The great weather to practice in.
That's right. It is football weather.
Yeah.
Foosball.
And I would like to explain some of the history, how the Dog Pound got started. And I think it's important for our young fans, and I think it's important for our young draftees and unsigned free agents and people that we got, that they know what the history is and how it got started. It got started by accident, but it got started against the Hall of Fame quarterback, Warren Moon. And it's an amazing story, and I would like to get it out so the young people would know exactly what happened.
All right, Cherokee Ray, bring it. Lay it on us. We got minutes till the Jort Report.
And that was, it kind of got started there when we was hit, just before we got into them games with Denver for the championship games, you know.
Right, Hanford Dixon, the top dog.
Yeah, and Hanford, we kind of agreed to let Hanford be the representative because no one, we figured he was the best one to handle that, which he is. And I love it that these players, once they come and play in Cleveland, they stay in Cleveland. And I think that's really important. And, you know, I love the Browns. You know, they're my team. They always will be. I'm 64.
Well, we appreciate it, Cherokee Ray, and you're right, at the Dog Pound. That's why it was the 35th anniversary of the Dog Pound this year, and they gave it the new logo makeover there for the Dog Pound. We appreciate your phone call there, 216-578-0850. So we're talking about uniforms. And here's what the UniWatch guy, Paul Lucas, has to say. Here are his uniform rankings in order. The Pittsburgh Steelers, number one.
Boo.
Raiders, number two.
Boo.
Packers, number three.
All right.
Bears, number four. So these are probably the four most traditional
plain
and longstanding uniforms in the NFL. They all utilize solid striping on the sleeves, which is something he's a big fan of, other than the Raiders, who are just, you know, very clean, the silver and black.
And if you read a synopsis of the Raiders, which I did, he talked about, it's like, you know, just get dressed and put it on or something of that matter. But then also, too, he talked about them not conforming to some of the highlights that Nike has added
to the
uniform.
Nike
the new Nike collar with the fly wire and all that kind of stuff as well. They just kept it very traditional. And also, too, the one other thing, just having played the Raiders many times in my day, they're not one team to have multiple materials in their uniforms.
No, so it's that same.
It's all that, you know,
mesh.
Stretchy mesh. That's it.
Just that, though.
It's not, I didn't say it's good or bad. I just said it's what they do.
The Packers are the same. The Packers didn't adopt that multi-material.
But their shoulders uniform. Are different.
The shoulders are different.
The shoulders are that the sheer sheen.
Yeah. Dazzle.
Which, dazzle. Whereas the Raiders are still over the top are not. They're the stretch mesh, too.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Learn something new every day. Number five, San Diego Chargers. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Number six, Dallas Cowboys. Number seven, Buffalo Bills, which I think is surprising that they're so high. Number eight, the Philadelphia Eagles. Nine, Indianapolis Colts. 10, Kansas City Chiefs.
I like the Chiefs red on red.
And he hates that. That's what he says.
He hates the red on red.
He said,
well, he hates anything that anyone 45 and below would probably like.
I think that's fair. So out of his top ones, it's so funny because out of his top 10 teams, the Chargers uniforms I do like. I like the old Cowboys uniforms from the Michael Irvin day, Troy Aikman days, I do like. I like the Eagles black alternate, which he says is the worst part of the Eagles uniforms.
Which is what a lot of people like the best.
I don't necessarily love the Colts, and I don't necessarily love the Chiefs.
No, the Colts is like the Penn State's uniforms, minus the horseshoe.
Number 11, right. Number 11 is the New England Patriots. 12 is the Giants. I don't get that. The Patriots uniforms I like, especially those red ones. San Francisco 49ers are 13, but he hates the black alternates.
Of course he does.
14 are the Jets. 15 is the Titans, which I think Titans have awful uniforms. The only Titans uniforms I liked are when they did that throwback that was like the USFL Oilers ones, where it was the kind of the powder blue with the red outline and the white numbers.
I actually like the Titans uniforms.
Okay.
I like the navy on navy. I like the navy on white. I thought when the Titans got introduced, you know, as and moved the franchise to Tennessee, I like the unique look of the sword, the T, and the funky baby. It's I'm a Carolina guy.
So you like
I love North
blue.
Carolina. I like the baby blue.
Rounding out the first half, Minnesota Vikings number 16. I have always liked the Vikings.
I like the Matt helmet.
17 Miami Dolphins.
Like them.
They're okay.
They'd be in my top 15.
18 is the Saints, who I think have sharp uniforms.
Black on black?
Yeah.
One of the top five unis in all of football.
Agreed.
Right now.
With the gold helmet?
Right now. Yeah. Gold helmet, black on black, black socks, black shoes. Come on.
I agree. They should be much higher. 19, St. Louis Rams.
Rams could be 30 easily.
Number 20, Cleveland Browns. I think a little bit of disrespect for the Browns.
Well, and we had him on, and he reiterates every point that he made on our show in his synopsis.
He hates the Browns lettering down the sides.
Which I absolutely love.
Yeah. And he says the fact that it says Cleveland is high schoolish, which is what I like about the jersey.
Yeah, exactly. We're like no one else in the league.
Right. Take some of that, Lucas. 21 is the Seattle Seahawks. How that's not a top 10 uniform in the NFL, I have absolutely no idea.
Right.
To me, I don't even
get
it.
The navy, the gray, and the evolution of that new, you know, Volt green, whatever that is.
He hates that. That's his whole reason.
The green makes it.
Exactly.
That's why. And again, I'm just going to interject a little bit right here is, anytime a player has an opportunity to deviate off of a base color, and when I say that, shoes are predominantly black or white. Gloves are predominantly team color, so in San Diego's case, navy or white, right? And as the rules got a little bit looser, every time any player could bend the rules to wear, you know, yellow tape, to put a yellow spat, to guys would get their shoes airbrushed with that third color just to pop when we played on national television. You can now do that because Nike now, or the NFL now, mandates that, you know, the Nike gloves have evolved, the shoes, you can do color tones. But like, why do you think Marshawn Lynch and the star players out in Seattle want to wear that lime green shoe, the lime green glove? If Marshawn could get away from it, he'd wear a lime green visor because the players love that color. They love that third color.
Because exactly. They love it, and it gives them an opportunity to style and profile. And as
absolutely.
We've heard players say over
which
and over.
Which Paul Lucas does not understand.
Look good, play good.
Look
that's
good,
what they keep saying. Look good, play good.
That's why all the Cleveland Browns players were like, and fans at FanFest are at the uniform reveal, orange on orange. Orange on orange is bold, it's loud, it's new age, it's new Cleveland. And Paul Lucas, I'm sure, is probably like the worst of the nine combos. No surprise.
Yeah, so that's where he's got the Browns checking in. Again, I disagree with that. 21 Seahawks, ridiculous. 22 Texans.
I like Houston.
I think they're solid.
I like the red unis.
Yeah.
For red, white, and blue, I like their setup.
23, the Ravens. The Ravens have great uniforms.
Great uniforms.
All
the black.
The black.
I like the black and white, the black and purple.
Purple and white.
Purple
all,
on black.
Yeah, they have very good uniforms. I think that's ridiculous. Redskins, 24. 25 Broncos. I think they're
They've outweighed their welcome with those unis. You got to figure Elway won Super Bowls with it, and they're still wearing it.
Agreed. Apparently they're going to make them the Oregon of the NFL. That's what they're saying. They're going to get a new design.
Broncos?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Last time they did it was 97.
Yep.
Detroit Lions,
like
26. They have great uniforms.
Love the new lion.
Yes.
Love the blue because it's a lot like baby
great blue.
Great blue. I love the blue on black. I love the black unis.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's
way too
low. Their
white is the worst.
Right.
But I love the blue and I love the black.
Carolina Panthers, I think, are great uniforms too.
Top five franchise uniforms in the league for me.
Atlanta Falcons, 28th. I like the Atlanta Falcons
top 10
uniforms.
For me.
29 is the Bucks. I agree. I think those numbers are atrocious. I think they look terrible. 30 is the Arizona Cardinals. I think the Arizona Cardinals uniforms are solid.
And
they have the black jersey.
And they're they're almost traditional too.
Yeah, and they can go red on red. They can go white on white.
They have the black.
They have black on black. Yep. They've got the I think those are good. The Bengals uniforms, I think, are okay. I don't think they're great. And
The helmet was cool.
And I mean, Jags are last.
The Jags.
Tampa Bay should be last to me.
Yes.
Like, I think the Giants uniforms are so boring. Horrible. I don't understand how the Giants uniforms are in his top 10.
Blue and gray.
So that's his list there. We've gotten tons of tweets about it.
Don't follow him.
Yeah.
Don't go to UniWatch. Or we'll put out our own UniWatch.
If you do, heckle him. If you do, heckle
him. Yeah, do.
All right. When we come back, it will be the debut of the Jort Report here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. A lot of voting coming in as well. We'll talk about some of the voting that's come in so far on our Twitter right now, @Browns_daily, @NathansGurra, @MiltWilhelm57. Scott Parslow said the only thing I got out of that uniform list was the guy that made the list is a moron. I agree. I like his bottom 10 better than his top 10. Significantly.
I do too.
Significantly. I own more jerseys from the bottom 10 than the top 10, for easily. Which makes Matt Wilhelm shake his head.
You and Paul Lucas would not be friends.
No, we would not be friends, which I'm happy about. I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you. It's one of the nicer things you've said to me today. When we come back, the Jort Report on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.